released after his peace plan for Gaza.
After years of suffering and bloodshed, the war in Gaza is over. Humanitarian aid is now pouring in, including hundreds of truckloads of food, medical equipment, and other supplies, much of it paid for by people in this room. Civilians are returning to their homes. The hostages are reuniting. I mean, it's beautiful. I'm just watching it backstage. The level of love and sorrow, I've never seen anything like it.
In Jerusalem, reporter Robert Berger with more on what's ahead and how difficult it will be after what's happened.
It's caused deep, deep wounds. For instance, Israelis are very skeptical about the possibility of peace with the Palestinians. We have a ceasefire. President Trump was talking about peace. I think Israelis are skeptical about peace. And then, of course, on the Palestinian side, you have over 65,000 people killed, the territory in Gaza totally destroyed. You're going to have animosity from the families of all the people who have been killed. So it's going to be very difficult to heal these wounds.
A nor'easter continues pounding much of the East Coast. Lisa Conte lives in Broadkill Beach, Delaware.
I'm hoping it doesn't take a whole lot of our beach. That's my main concern.
Winds in some areas have topped 60 miles per hour. The government shutdown continues and more programs are being cut. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I know that HHS, for example, has cut some programs, but they were effectively all agencies in a triage situation.
California's governor has signed legislation aimed at protecting children from the potential dangers of AI chatbots. It requires platforms to remind users that they are not interacting with a human. A new study finds a link between social media use and lower grades. Study author Jason Nagata.
Even low levels of social media use were linked to poorer cognitive outcomes. So even those who had just had an hour of use a day still performed lower on reading and memory tasks.
With economic uncertainty still weighing on businesses, holiday hiring could take a hit this year, as Jim Krasula reports.
Tariffs and other economic factors are prompting retailers to pull back or even delay plans to hire workers for the upcoming Christmas shopping season. One job placement firm predicts that hiring for the last 3 months of the year will likely fall to its lowest level since the 2009 recession.
Checking the numbers on Wall Street, stocks are higher this hour. The Dow up nearly 600. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A backyard poultry flock in Racine County has tested positive for the bird flu. The State Department of Agriculture says the infected birds were put down to prevent further spread. People with backyard birds are being told to be strict about cleaning. The Ag Department is asking owners to report any signs of sickness in their birds promptly. Two new dogs might be coming to help fight crime in Racine. The city's Finance and Personnel Committee tonight will consider a proposal to purchase two new police dogs, Draco and Jenny. Both are 15-month-old Belgian Malinois. The dogs would cost $10,000 each, with funds coming from the police department's canine donation account. That meeting starts at 5:30 tonight. From food pantries to homeless shelters, dozens of Racine County programs are getting new funding. The Racine Community Foundation is giving almost $600,000 in grants to 20 local organizations. Groups like NAMI Racine County, Lutheran Social Services, and Vivant Health will use the money to expand mental health care, prevent homelessness, and improve health services. A small kitchen fire in Kenosha was sparked when someone tried to dry a wet pillow in an oven. Black smoke was seen going through the second floor apartment of the building on 60th Street. Fire crews quickly put out the fire, warning that ovens should only be used for cooking food. No injuries were reported. Franklin police warn a multi-state burglary ring is targeting Asian business owners. People are being urged to stay alert and report any suspicious activities as crimes continue across multiple states. The Brewers and Dodgers kick off the NLCS tonight with Game 1 at 7:08 p.m. The Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. On TV, the game will be on TBS and HBO Max. We'll have pregame on WRJN starting at 6:30. It's a 7-game series with Game 2 in Milwaukee tomorrow. A possible Game 5 would be back in Milwaukee Saturday. And Racine's 2-sports star Lamont Hamilton has committed to Minnesota. The 6-foot, 170-pound athlete shared his intention to play for the Gophers next football season. He helped lead St. Cats to a title last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye, Dalian Terry, ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our showers ending. Our clouds will stick around, though. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s for this afternoon. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, low to mid 50s. Sunshine for Tuesday, highs in the lower 60s and showers Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Monday. Brewers, big winners over the Cubs over the weekend. We've got Brewers action for you tonight. Of course, we're going to have another 5 o'clock class reunion coming up just after the 5 p.m. news. It's a great show today.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Still grieves. dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We've got high school football action for you this Friday night. It's Dick Graceffa calling the game between Waterford and Burlington. Pre-game will be at 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. You can find all the season schedules for all of our sports action here on our website at WRJN.com.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
It's the Four Seasons. Big Girls Don't Cry on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Now a song you don't hear a whole lot on the radio anymore, but it was a big hit. It reached number 5 in the U.S., number 3 both in Canada and in Australia. It's Bobby Sherman from 1970 and Julie, Do You Love Me on WRJN.
Me sad girl, yet brings me down all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Thank you.
I'll just take your glasses.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can find the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A backyard poultry flock in Racine County has tested positive for the bird flu. The State Department of Agriculture says the infected birds were put down to prevent further spread. The highly contagious and often deadly H5N1 virus spreads easily, often through contact with wild birds or contaminated gear. People with backyard birds are being told to be strict about cleaning. That includes hand washing, equipment cleaning, and isolating new birds for 30 days. The Ag Department is asking owners to report any signs of sickness in their birds promptly. A South Milwaukee judge has stepped down after being charged with falsely swearing on election paperwork. JS Online reports while prosecutors say Judge Kelly Martika mainly lived in Racine, not South Milwaukee, no charges were brought over residency. The issue involves signatures on her nomination papers, some allegedly certified under false pretenses. Judge Martika faces misdemeanor charges that carry possible jail time and fines. She won her last election by a very slim margin. She maintains that she did nothing wrong and called the probe intrusive. From food pantries to homeless shelters, dozens of Racine County programs are getting new funding. The Racine Community Foundation is giving almost $600,000 in grants to 20 local organizations. Groups like NAMI Racine County, Lutheran Social Services, and Vivant Health will use the money to expand mental health care, prevent homelessness, and improve health services. The foundation says the grants reflect its mission of strengthening the community through sustainable support. Big money versus small market. That's one of the stories tonight when the Los Angeles Dodgers face your Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 of the NLCS. The Dodgers boast the highest payroll in the league, while Milwaukee is one of the smallest. The Crew did sweep the Dodgers during the regular season. The game starts tonight at 7:08. On TV, you can watch on TBS and stream on HBO Max. Pre-game will take over the traditional WRJN airwaves at 6:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our showers ending. Our clouds will stick around, though. High temperatures warming to the upper 60s for this afternoon. In the overnight, a mostly cloudy sky, low to mid 50s. Sunshine for Tuesday, highs in the lower 60s and showers Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Dressed up and brave. when I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there. I care in the world. See the smile of Wayne in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, your right lung takes in more air than your left one does. Thing number two, the first guest host on Saturday Night Live was George Carlin. I actually knew that one. Thing number three, the first U.S. president paid a salary of $100,000 was Harry Truman. And thing number four, each year in the U.S., there are about 15,000 accidents involving vacuum cleaners. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Send you flowers and paint the town with another girl. He's a
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you this afternoon. My friend Robin is expected to join us a little bit later. We haven't chatted with her for a while. And Diane Carlson, of course, executive director of the Racine Arts Council, will join us. She'll tell us about some of the arts activities that are going on in the Racine County area this week. It's all coming up on today's show on WRJN.
I'm falling in. telephoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night. I want him to hold it tight. I tried so hard to mess myself that this feeling just can't be right.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Don't forget to check out the Racine County Eyes Aging Well Expo. This is the West End of the County edition, and it's coming up this Thursday, October 16th, and this time it's going to be in Burlington at the Celebration Center. It's from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Lots of vendors going to be there helping seniors and their families navigate the services available to help seniors stay active and healthy in our community. Learn more about it at RacineCountyEye.com. It's coming up this Thursday.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
happens then. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're around. Let them say your hair's too long.
Years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, Halloween is going to the dogs. We'll explain coming up on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, provided by magicians.
WRJN.
Mm-hmm. children.